the OCA Off-Campus Aggies is going to be working with the Graduate Student Council, and we are going to be putting on an event called Moving Out, and it is a three-day event being held over May 7th, 8th, and 9th, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. And what we're going to be doing is helping students who are going to be relocated at the end of this semester find furniture that is not being used by any other students now, and is going to, and we're going to donate that furniture to them for in hopes of decreasing relocation costs for these students and providing them with needed furniture.
So where were the students living now? It's international students, correct?
Yes, international students, and these students are usually being are being relocated out of the university apartments complex on the Texas A&M University campus. It's about 200 students that are going to be relocated. The university apartments complex are actually being destroyed because of their old, outdated buildings, so that's why they are relocating out of the university apartments complex. So that's what we're trying to help them out with. Because these apartments were already fully furnished, they were already had all the furniture needed for them, we're trying to help all those students who are going to be relocated out of there find much needed furniture.
How long do these 200 students have to find other places to live?
They are being relocated out of the university apartments at the end of this semester. Some students may stay on campus in other residence halls on campus, but the majority are moving off campus. And the time that that's going to be, the official date for that to be happening is June 1st. And so that is when the GSC OCA furniture giveaway will take place, so we can actually help those students get the much-needed furniture that they need.
Okay, so they have a month to prepare, really.
Yes, exactly.
When do the finals end?
I believe finals end on Wednesday of next week. So May 8th is the final day for spring classes here at Texas A&M. And so we're going to be hosting a three-day event, moving out on May 7th, 8th, and 9th, that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that will be held basically, it will be held on that Lot 84 near the Fred Dollar Food Services Commissary on 474 Agronomy Road. We'll be taking donations, of course, clothing, linens, non-perishables, books, electronics, toiletries, and furniture. And we'll be collecting that then, as well as on May 18th and 25th. So those are two Saturdays within the month of May that we will be accepting all those donations. And then, for again, on June 1st, we'll be able to deliver those items to the students.
Okay, and just a small detail, how much does it cost to live in that housing that has to be gotten rid of, please?
It costs about $450 to live there a month in the old university apartments complex.
Okay, and people who'd like to get involved or make a donation to you, how do they do that?
Yeah, perfect. Students can help by volunteering for a shift, by donating furniture they are no longer using. So students can help by, you know, donating, of course. That's always a great way to get involved. Community members can help by going through garages and old storage units and donating any furniture that they have that's left over. Any and all types of furniture we would be glad to take. I mean, that can include, you know, dressers, couches, bed frames, anything that is any and all furniture we're willing to take.
As long as it's not broken or nasty.
Yes. And also, if anyone would like to be a part of our whole Moving Out Day experience, if you're interested in being a volunteer and you would or you would like to make a donation, you can always contact or you can visit the GSC website at gsc.tamu.edu. There's an information page regarding all of the Move Out Day events and what's going to be happening, timetable, and everything. And if you have any more information and questions about becoming a volunteer or having a donation to the event, you can contact us at gsc@tamu.edu or oca@tamu.edu, both GSC and OCA's emails, respectively.
Okay, and just one more question, please. So is there, but you guys do provide people on campus to explain, I know that I've been an international student and sometimes things can be really confusing, and so I just was curious what's being done to make sure that the international students understand what's going on.
Regarding the university complex.
About why they have to leave, or if there's resources available that show them, you know, where they can find other places to live and things like that.
Yeah, sure. Of course, we're housed, the Graduate Student Council and Off-Campus Aggies, we are both housed in the Department of Student Life in the AGOS office, which is Adult, Graduate, and Off-Campus Student Services. So any international student wanting to find more information about off-campus living, and where how much it'll cost to live off-campus, or finding out, we have a survival manual that basically describes all of that for international students. They can always come by Kane Hall on campus and talk to any one of our representatives in the Office of the Adult, Graduate, and Off-Campus Student Services. And the reason why that the university is destroying these old buildings is to just make way for more renovated, more better, just better student living. And so that's in part due to the Vision 2020 that will be happening on campus.